The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Good morning. You're listening to Bite of Reality with Mark the Shark on America's Web Radio. I got to tell you, this week, it was just one another amazing week in America and the world. It seems that we just don't seem to get the full picture of what's going on this planet anymore. When I hear people tell me that climate change is the biggest existential threat in this planet right now, I understand that the leaders of this planet are out of touch with the reality of the planet and the society on the planet. It just is amazing to me that such people can make such high gains in life, become such leaders in life. They claim to lead the rest of us, yet they're clueless as to what's really going on around us. It's a sad state of affairs. But, you know, you're listening to Mark the Shark from New York. It's rhyme time. We're going to start right out now, get right into it, so that we don't delay any further. In a world where chaos seems to reign, society crumbles. It's causing widespread pain. People turn inhumane, hearts grow cold. A tale of a brutal world of their stories yet untold. The earth's unraveling, it's almost complete. When we nuke each other, we'll turn over the planet like we found it, flat and neat. America once led when our leaders were strong. The world reacts and takes its cues from America. They know we are not wrong. But now the lack of judgment and a military command make the entire world a possible wasteland. Forget climate change. It won't mean a thing. When the world suddenly hits 2,000 degrees, it will just be a giant boinking. Our leaders must learn the meaning of the word called deterrence. It's not what they're thinking. They are caught in the wrong circumstance. We see it now as clear as day. Not too long ago, this world a place where compassion used to flow. But now a change, a shift so profound, society's threads are being pulled and are getting unwound. Frayed at the edges, this civilization's growth gowned. Unraveling seams, we're just continuing to tear it down. People divided, the world in turmoil by our own stupidity. We will surely drown. The signs of a serious decay, they're all around. The loss of our humanity, it seems to be clear. Is this the end of society? Should we even shed a tear? Amid the turmoil, we've surely lost our way. Humanity's light dims each day by day. Inhumane acts, brutality, like wolves at night, tear at our souls and quickly extinguishes the light. Brutality rises as empathy fades. Kindness, a memory, in the shadows it now waves. Our hearts grow cold, a compassion decays. In this fractured world, are we going out in a blaze? The weeping earth, the climate, it does not care. It is wondering why man is killing itself. We all need to be aware. The earth herself begins to weep. As humanity's promise, we now fail to keep. Forests burn, glaciers melt, oceans rise. A planet in pain. Of the nuclear darkened skies. The climate change, if it be real, has taken a back seat to humans about to end the planet. We, without our history, are doomed to repeat. With society's break, we've lost our ability to care for the land we now share, the world, a cross we bear. In our greed and in our lust for violence, we strip her bare. While Mother Earth cries, a nuclear fallout will fill the air. Is there a glimmer of hope in all this despair? We know where the problem of terrorism is coming. They better beware. We need to again be strong and listen to the deafening silence. We must project this deterrence, ever-increasing a retaliatory violence. So though society is breaking and darkness surrounds, let's try maybe to blow up the terrorist light where no hope no longer abounds. For within our minds there must be a better world found, where humanity thrives and violence is gone. Society has turned around. into a sick mind, a glimpse into darkness we see. We have to remove inhumanity from humans. There must no longer be. In a world where shadows cast their might, where innocence has been shattered in the darkest night, we often hear the question arise, are mass shootings really about the guns or about the lies? But they're not about the guns. Some say it's true, but about those souls who've lost their minds and their view, struggling with demons their minds overrun. Let's delve into their stories. Let's take it one by one. The troubled minds, it's a point of contention. Again, not the guns. It's always the humans we forget to mention. The crazy ones, society's outcasts, trapped in a storm where they die, is already cast. They bear the weight of a fractured mind, invisible chains that within themselves keep them confined. Their cries for help in whispers and screams, a call for hope as they try and clutch for dreams. But we've simply failed again to hear their silent pleas and labeled them crazy and pretend our hearts at our ease. Why are we trying to seek some understanding of why someone shoots a stranger without remorse? Is the frequency expanding? It's not just the guns, but the suffering within, the pain, the torment, the chaos in the mind therein. We must look deeper and try to perceive the struggles these souls are going through and made to believe. For mental health, we must again open the door, offer compassion, treatment facilities, support, and more, to heal their wounds and get them on the mend to the core. Together, we could perhaps find the path to finally their minds restore. Gun control nuts will call for some more legislation change. Again, rearrange the gun laws. In light of this, it seems quite strange. As we reflect on what can and must be done to prevent these tragedies, start one by one. Remember, it's not just about the guns, but reaching the trouble, the hurt. Those are the ones. Let's break the stigma. Let's have real empathy rise. In this world where help, not judgment, is always the proper reply. In unity, we might be able to see another sunrise, a brighter future where humanity no longer itself lies. In the realm of darkness where shadows creep, the sick minds dwell in secrets dark and deep. Gun control it scoffs with disdain so bold. In its twisted world, the truth is seldom told. The elusive solution, again, not about the gun. We can't be the only one who sees the Second Amendment. It applies to everyone. If some of the victims had a pistol in Maine at the time, the deadly shooting would have been stopped, would have stopped the continuing crime. A solution sought in vain like chasing smoke. But the sick mind is where the problem begins and then provoked. Crazy cares not for laws, nor compassion's old. It's worth thinking a tale. It's not often sent into the public and the full story told. But as the world turns and the story grows old, a cycle of tragedy, a tale foretold. With hearts heavily and spirits weary and cold, it's time to change the narrative that's always been sold. A world transforms. Can it really be a dream? The way we are headed, that's all that it would seem. So let's not just argue, not each other merely scold, but seeking understanding, let the humanity and the empathy finally unfold. Together, we may be able to nurture a world that's heart and soul, where the sick mind has a place to heal, where we all can, in the end, be whole. Can a world be in a dream so united, where it only sees what it wants, or will it always be divided? In a world besieged by the evil shadow so dark, terror's reign leaves a haunting and devastating mark. Unity's call, we need it to be so clear, to cast away what we now are all living in this Looney Tune fear. Israel didn't choose this war. The brutal terror broke through and came to them. The unwanted foes like Tlaib, AOC, Omar, Presley, Bowman, they need to be removed by the roots and cut off at the stem. Bowman already cut a deal for more merely a dismissal and a fine. Not so for the January 6th guys. Bowman should have charged much more, a serious crime. Terrorists are coming to sow the seeds of hate. Innocence now continues to fall at a merciless rate. But in this terrorism storm, one truth still remains. Israel did not cause any of these pains. To resolve unyielding pain, vengeance we must deliver. Blame the useful idiots, the squad, the fake tears form a bogus river. the squad incites violence and get people attacked. But that's okay. They have a Democrat credential. No prosecution will they attract. Though they didn't start this slaughter and strife, Israel will fight to safeguard their country and their way of life. The world nations must now be united, not like the brainless UN Secretary General, who has removed all doubt he is a village idiot. He should probably be indicted. Defending peace will cost many lives, but they will give their all. Hamas invaded Israel. They blew up and infiltrated their border wall. A call for a ceasefire is a moronic statement by congressional idiots at best. The idiots in the U.S. make terror, and when not where, but we have failed the basic test. America has learned nothing since 9/11. I now know. Under Biden, the southern border is where the terrorists into America now go. There is no hope of world peace, a world of hope, and some societal sanity. The ship has sailed and sunk too deep, as you can see. All we have left is to pray for a day when weapons will lay still, and the hearts and minds find peace, and hatred will take a huge chill pill. For Israel and all, the right now is not bright. The war becomes a spit show, and peace no longer is anywhere in sight. What is the real price of freedom? Can we still afford? Or do we wait out the terrorists and hope they just get bored? Hope is never a strategy. It's just a recipe for a disaster. If we don't root out the demons and terrorists, society will continue destroying itself faster and faster. At all costs, we must stand up and act as one to ensure the fight for peace. This place is completely won. For in a world that's free from the terrorist dread, with a steadfast determination, we are all acting in concert, and that they all are dead. Certainly, let's keep it lighthearted and political here. If we are lucky, we only need endure another year. In the White House, what do we see? An empty head, but it's certainly not for free. No, it's not a Hoover, that vacuum's retired. It's something else that's got no one inspired. This head's so empty, it's like a black hole. No thoughts inside. Not a clear thought or even a single goal. It's not filled with wisdom or clever schemes. It's more like a place of recurring nightmares and daydreams. No need for a helmet. No need for a cap. This empty head takes each day a long, long nap. It's not filled with foreign policy knowledge. Not even a bit. Just some empty space. That's about it. You might now wonder how we got in and how we got this way. Perhaps he lost his thoughts on election day. Or maybe it's just a special cosmic quirk. A head so empty, we were told it was a unique perk. But in the White House, where decisions used to be made, this empty head to walk and talk, he definitely needs some aid. We need to again fill in with a new president with a functioning brain. Someone with enough sense to know when to come in out of the rain. What used to be our military might is now without a backbone, now a military fright. From Afghanistan to Iran, we have no more deterrent capabilities. With this White House and its genius bar, we only have liabilities. I just can't figure out why Biden's decisions are always too late to stop the world from destroying itself. No response. We just can't afford to wait. Obama did tell us, don't underestimate Joe to screw things up. We used to think he was kidding. Now the world's about ready to blow up. So when you think of that empty head and that empty oval dome, in the White House, it's no longer a secret to the world. There's nobody home. USA used to be strong, led the world in peacetime back when. If we start and lucky, if we're smart, we will have that status soon again. So now, the end of line time, we have come once again. A show where we celebrate women and men still being men. Glad to see Biden and America finally woke up and stroke back. Don't think any of this will stop them hitting America here with another attack. Took only 96 attacks, but once again a dollar short and too late. To make any impact, to make a statement, or that deterrence, evil is at our gate. So on to the main show, we have to get moving forward, you know. Don't touch that dial, remember. Don't. Biden said, I'm worried the southern border wide open. I hope we don't close. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'll tell you, this week was brutal. And I don't mean just the war. I don't mean just the consequences. But, you know, I see that we finally, I can't understand this administration. This is baffling to me. In any sovereign nation, when you are hit 96 times with traumatic injuries, we have traumatic brain injuries of our soldiers, and nothing is done. 19 attacks just in 1 week. And finally, from the stars above, Joe Biden decides, hey, let's do something. So what do? We do something that's called deterrence. I don't think he understands what the word deterrence means. That's a problem for us here in the United States. That's a major problem. Why? Because deterrence keeps you out of wars. Why do you think in 40 years of Donald Trump, with all the lefty loons yelling and screaming, and all the impeachment hearings and everything else, and everybody complaining that he's a crazy guy, he lies, he inflates his property, he does all these things, why do you think the world never started anything stupid? I'll tell you why. It's very simple. Because when Donald Trump said he wasn't kidding, when he said don't do it, he meant it. And he sent 79 cruise missiles into Syria to prove his point. And guess what happened? They all shut up. They all stopped their stupidity. In 4 years, think about this for one. If you vote this in 2024 for a president, and a lot of people are going to stay on the sidelines for whatever reason, because maybe they don't like the matchup between Biden and it looks like it's going to be Trump again. Although I got to tell you, they are trying every trick in the book to indict this guy and get him convicted of something so they can point to it. And quite frankly, in my 35 years of practicing law, I'm pretty sure that these cases will just be tossed. Because first of all, you can't run your campaign on getting a guy for a crime that hasn't been committed. You know, this is what these people do. They omit the facts, just like they always do. They omit the facts that led up to this. Now, what am I saying? There were 19 attacks that we never heard about. There are 96 attacks in total. And what did we do to prevent that? Nothing. It's the same reason I kept yelling about there's 125,000 troops on the border of Ukraine from Russia. Does Joe think they're going out for an ice cream sandwich? And was that deterrent? What happened? Joe Biden doesn't have the ability to deter anything because his military intelligence is zero. And unfortunately, the people surrounding him are less than zero. Austin is a useless secretary. I don't know what he does. Hopefully he takes shorthand. He might have something that he could add. But I can tell you, as a military planner and strategy, him and General Milley under Trump would have been fired in 20 minutes. And quite frankly, had what happened in Afghanistan, let me just run this back for you, because a lot of people say, well, wait a second, why is this happening? I'll tell you why it's happening. Because when you demonstrate that you are incompetent, inept, and pathetic in your military ability, just like we did in Afghanistan, and you can say what you want, you can say, oh, Trump started this, Trump got us into this. Trump had Afghanistan under control with 2,500 troops. And why would you give up the most defensible situation in Bagram, which was a fantastic place for us to be because we keep an eye on everything on that part of the world? But guess what the genius planners did? They gave it up, and they went to the airport, which was not defensible. And we all know what happened. 13 gold star families added to the Biden tab. That's right. So now you have rocket attacks, 19 of them in a week. So what does this do? This is the thing I kept hearing from the deflector-in-chief, John Kirby. I kept hearing this guy. This guy, I used to have a lot of respect for him. He's a smart guy. I wonder if he goes home a lot and drinks at night. Because what comes out of his mouth lately is so far detached from the truth. You'd think he was part of the AOC squad. But he gets up there and he says, we will choose and pick our time to give them deterrence. Well, I'm sorry. I think proportional is great. I think targeted is great. But it's like blowing up an empty carton. You blew up some ammunition. Big deal. You blew up some missiles. big deal. They have thousands and thousands of missiles. Do you think that's going to stop them? I'll bet within the next day they're lobbing missiles already. Because that's not deterrence. Well, you know, I take that back. Maybe the Democrats have redefined another word. Like when they redefined, recession. 2 quarters of negative growth. Remember, that was for 40 years. That's been the definition. Under Biden, that's no longer the definition. We changed that definition. Same reason why incitement for a peaceful protest is now, that definition's been changed. It doesn't matter anymore. So what'd we do? So we blew up a couple of things. Big deal. But you know what? I keep hearing out of Iran threatening America. How does Iran have the you-know-what, the cojones, to threaten America? And we do nothing. We sit back. Why? Because we don't want to start World War III. Hey, everybody out there in radio land, this has already started. World War III is here in Ukraine and Russia. It's going to be China taking over Taiwan. And don't count out North Korea, although I'm not sure where they're going to stand. They'll do what China wants them to do. But you have Iran sending drones over to Russia, and we haven't sanctioned the living daylights out of them? What is wrong with this country? We were going to give them $6 billion until it got out that we were giving them the $6 billion, and then people went crazy, and everybody, they went to the polls, and they all said, wait a second, this is not polling well. Maybe we should claw that back. Right, we'll do that. Yeah, and I kept hearing, that's for humanitarian purposes. And I went over this last week. If you have $6 billion in one pocket, you can send $6 billion in the other pocket on weapons. And that's exactly what they did. Don't tell me this isn't connected. Listen, Iran's fingerprints are all over this. But my concern is this. Has man become its own creator of death? It's the destroyer of the planet? We've already begun to destroy the society. We've begun to destroy the planet. We all may almost be there. I mean, I'm not worried about climate change anymore. Because when the first nukes hit, 2,000 degrees in a millisecond, that's not going to matter whether you would go up a half a degree. So let's get real serious here. You cannot have a world where America doesn't lead. And I don't know if we understand that right now at the Genius Bar in the White House. Because this widget in the White House, they can make his lips move. They can make him read a teleprompter, including the instructions for what he needs to do, which I find completely amazing. But you have a problem in this country. There's no leadership. There's no leadership from this country. When you don't have America leading the world, and I'm not talking about telling the world what to do, but there's a leadership quantitative analysis that America has always had. We've always had this. Not anymore. Under Obama, it began to fade. He was on the Obama apology tour. Does everybody remember that? Listen, Obama was the perfect president. He was, the perfect president for a perfect world. This, my friends, is not a perfect world. It is a deadly and dangerous world. And we, unfortunately, as the world population, never cease to amaze me how we can destroy ourselves. You know, one thing that we're not talking about again is the border is wide open. That southern border, more than 1,000 people per day in October evaded Border Patrol. Do you know what that means? Do you think Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran and the terrorists that hit us on 9/11? Do you remember they had that little rehearsal when they tried to blow up a building a few years before that? They blew up a parking garage. You know why they did that? They wanted to see what the response time was. They wanted to see what we did. They wanted to see how we analyzed it. They tested us. They now know how to defeat us. And we opened up the entire America to them. We could have 10,000 sleeper cells here right now. And if you think we're not going to be hit, you're living in Joe Biden la la land. The terrorists are coming in. We are getting more and more illegal terrorists. Getting people on the terror watch list. The ones that we catch. Let's not even talk about the ones that we don't catch. Because there's a whole pile of those. But we're not talking about that. Why? Why are we not talking? Because that is a painful truth. Nobody wants to talk about that. But that is the problem. The whole thing. You've got to understand here. What we're missing as Americans is this place is getting ridiculously dangerous. Here, terror watch list encounters. In 2020, there were three. In 2023, there are 172. Does anybody see the picture here? Does anybody see what's going on? And this dumbass Secretary Austin, how is it that he has not been removed since the debacle in Afghanistan? Nobody paid the price for the death of our soldiers and the hundreds of people that were killed in Maine there. Why? Oh, now Austin comes out and says the other day, this was amazing to me. This is a real deterrent factor. You ready for this, folks? I actually heard him say the other day at a news conference or a briefing, whatever. You can't even tell anymore whether he's given a briefing or a news conference, because unless the question's rehearsed, they don't take them. So he comes out and he says the other day that he's now afraid of an escalation of this war in Israel. Are you seriously telling me, as America, that you are afraid? You're not telling me that. You're telling the enemy that. You are telling the enemy that we are afraid of an escalation. Oh, now, why don't we just tell them that we're out of bullets and out of weapons? Oh, wait, we just did that. That's right, we just told the enemy we were out. We're low. We just sent the two rocket missile barriers, the Iron Domes, to Israel. Guess what? We don't have anything. So what are we going to do? We're going to throw cell phones at them. Let's put some TikTok videos up. That ought to scare them. Why don't we have a drag queen show? That'll teach them, right? Where is the point? Let me point out, deterrence is a factor. Deterrence means something when it's used properly. When you have an imbecile at the front of the head of this table and you have a bunch of little meanies behind that imbecile, you have no deterrence. So how'd that deterrence factor go in Afghanistan? How'd that deterrence factor go in Ukraine? Remember? Oh, we're sanctioning them for deterrence. And then after that obviously was not a deterrence because they've redefined that, what did they do? They said, that's not why we put the sanctions on. That was not for deterrence. They lied again. You know, everybody wants to talk about Trump and he lied. Say what you want about Trump. But the world understood, if you screw with America or its allies, there was a price that was going to be paid, and that price was not a 1-to-1. That price was a 1-to-1,000, 1-to-10,000. What did Trump say? You hit us, you kill one American, I'm going to start bombing Tehran. So what did they do? Nothing. They backed off, because you know what? He is the guy who's, he's not kidding. When Joe Biden says something from his beach house, they're like, Joe, go back to the beach. Okay? And then you have, this is the other, you know, at least Trump had people around him, like Kudlow and those people who were really, really smart. Listen, Trump may not be the genius of the world, but he was probably the best president for the 4 years that he was there that America needed at that time. Look at the economy. Look at the growth. Look at how people felt about themselves. And he was being attacked by both parties. Why? Because he was trying to unravel the crapola in Washington. When you drain the swamp fights back. And it's the establishment. It's the establishment swamp that fought back. It wasn't the Republicans. It wasn't the Democrats. It was all of them combined, working against him. And he still got everything done. The Abraham Accords. Why did we go after him? Because he was about to dismantle the corruption in Washington. That's why. So we have now Blinken, this idiot. I thought he was an idiot beforehand. Now he's a complete imbecile. You know, I think I never heard the term deterrence or ceasefire before. Because you would think that that word has never been defined, never been used. You know, there's a very famous statement. It is better to be thought the village idiot than to speak and remove all doubt. That's what Secretary Blinken did the other day. And Secretary Austin did the other day. If any of our enemies had any doubt as to the lack of intelligence of our military commanders and our lack of willpower, they have removed all doubt. And guess what? That's going to open the door to everything else. So then we have the deflector-in-chief, John Kirby. He comes out. National Security Council, right? He's another boob. Like I said, he's a smart guy. But why would you tell the enemy you're running low on ammunition? I just don't get that. Maybe someone can explain it to me. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe tell the enemy we're out of ammunition. Give us time to reload. We need to get things together. And then the other thing that really concerns me this week is because of the Israeli conflict. And listen, they didn't ask for this. You know, everybody forgets the beginning, the genesis of how this all stirred up. All right, I know. I've heard for 50 years, Gaza Strip, the Palestinians are under the control of Israel. No, Israel left Gaza. And the billions of dollars that were going into Gaza, instead of making their people's lives better, building schools and building facilities and making their people happy, what were they building? A tunnel system to attack Israel. They were getting weapons into the Gaza Strip so they could attack Israel. So when Flopsy Mopsy gets up on the podium and says to me that she hasn't seen any indication of a credible threat against Jews, is she out of her complete flopping mind? I mean, while they beat the crap out of Israelis, while they killed a leader of a synagogue in Chicago, she doesn't see this. What, is she didn't get the briefing? Is she in her own world like the rest of the Biden administration? But what she does mention is she is concerned about the anti-Muslim statements that are coming out. Well, did she mean maybe, well, the anti-Muslim statements by the Muslims, like Tlaib? Oh, wait a second. That wasn't against the Muslims. That was an incitement of violence against the Jews. That's right. We have people in Congress right now that hate America. We have the squad. And how do we let them exist? How do we let them continue? Why do we let them continue? Are we completely gone bonkers in this country? Does everyone need to arm themselves? Because quite frankly, the government can't protect you. That's their job number one, right? We've left the border wide open. Everybody's coming in here. Terrorists, Chinese terrorists, Muslim terrorists, radical Muslim terrorists. Everybody's coming in here. We have people who want to damage and hurt America. And on all of these indoctrination campuses, and they're no longer universities, quite frankly. They're indoctrination. They're people come out of these universities, and they're crying that they have to go to work from 9 to 5. They don't have any time to see their friends. They don't have time to do anything else. And they're putting this garbage up on TikTok. I saw some of these the other day. I was like, welcome to the real world. When I first got out of school, I was working my butt off 80 hours a week. I wasn't complaining. I was happy I had a job and getting paid and learning. But that's not the way we raise these people. We raise them to the little coddle club. You know, you need your safe space and your crayons, don't you? Until our public officials are responsible for their own fallacies, for their own lies, the people in this country are going to be doomed. We are not holding our government their feet to the fire. Why? Because the media is right in bed with them. There's a long history, and I've gone over this on several programs before, where the media was originally set up under this great country, the founding fathers. They were the watchdogs for the people. The media was there to challenge our government to make sure that it was doing the right thing. But what do we have now? We have a government that is in bed with the media, and literally the media carries the water for the DNC. When I hear something out of Flopsy Mopsy saying there are no credible threats, she's either stupid, dumb, or lying straight out. And not one in person in that room in that media challenged her. And you know what? When they do give her a little grief, she walks off and says, "Up, press conference is over. I'm not going to stand here and take that." This is a bunch of garbage. The media in this country is a bunch of bottom feeders, and they've lost the people's confidence. That's the way it comes down. You know, when I see something like this outside of Detroit City, that's in Detroit, gee, Detroit, their failing school system is really making the grade now, huh? The response to that one was when they said they only had 13% of their kids passing, was we're on par with the rest of the big cities. There you go. Race to the bottom. Way to go, Detroit. But there was a leader of a synagogue that was stabbed. And right away, they came out. They don't know who did it. They don't know how it happened. They don't know whether it was a robbery or anything else. But right away, they came out and they said, this is not a hate crime. I'm sorry. You're lying again. And law enforcement, I'm surprised at you. I know when you get up to that particular point, when you're the commissioner or the police chief, it's a political game. You're no longer a real cop. But here's the point. How do you know that? You don't know that. But you came out and said it. Why? Well, it's clearly obvious. When Jesse Smollett came out, everybody was jumping all over the story. When the tie handle for the garage door in the racing was there, everybody yelled, my God, somebody made a noose. The media jumped all over it. But nobody says a thing because it's the Jews. Okay? So now we have, see it. Now here's another one. You have Tlaib inciting violence against Jews. You have AOC inciting violence against Jews. Where's the investigation? Congratulations. Give Congress a hand. They finally picked a speaker. Congratulations. Nobody knows who the heck Johnson is, but hey, at least they got somebody in charge now, right? Give him a hand. Give him a hand. Because it only took them, what, 3 weeks? But now, here's the problem. You have these brain-dead individuals, like AOC and the squad coming out, and making the case for Palestine. Here, how many people jumped out and ran over to the media and ran to their typewriters and put these all out all over the media that Israel bombed a hospital in Gaza without one single fact, without one single piece of anything that could even be called evidence? But they ran to the typewriters. They ran, well, they don't have typewriters anymore. They ran to their word processor. Get this out on the line. We got to be first. What does it turn out to be? Another fake news story. So when you wonder why CNN has a viewer rating of 500 people, you wonder why they have zero somebody watching them, and the news media is not believed anymore, it's not because Donald Trump said fake media. It's because they are fake media. It's because the reality, what they used to do is have sources, and they would double-check a source. They would usually get two or three or four sources before they reported the story. That integrity is gone. The integrity of the media is gone. Media is dead in this country.
You know,
so what did they do?
Mark, it comes back to what you said earlier about responsibility. When we had the National Association of Broadcasters, you had stations that could literally be punished or banned, taken off the air, if they broke the rules of the National Association of Broadcasters. You don't have that anymore.
You don't even remember we had they were trying to do the misinformation board with Mary Poppins over there?
Yeah.
The singing idiot? They've tried to do the misinformation board, and they're trying to take misinformation off of Twitter and all that. Remember the Hunter Biden laptop? Misinformation, it's got to come out of there. Where were those people? Where were all the people who claimed to be the misinformation police? Well, you know what? They don't exist because they never existed. They were not the misinformation police. They were the anti-conservative police. Anything that had a conservative knowledge, a background, an inkling of a conservative issue was scrubbed. So here they go. And here's the real rub here. And this is where things that really stick in my craw. You have this idiot, Tlaib, and she is an idiot. How she ever got elected to Congress and hasn't been thrown out of Congress. But everything that she said that's been a lie. She still had that up. And it was still up, even though it was 100% proven false. She still had that up. And I just don't even understand this. You know, we have feds warning that Hamas and Hezbollah is crossing the southern border. And what are we doing?
Nothing.
We are doing nothing. Here, I'll give you This is directly from the Federal Bureau of Investigation out of San Diego, the field office, okay? Foreign fighters motivated by ideology or mercenary soldiers of fortune may attempt to obfuscate travel to or from the U.S., to or from countries in the Middle East through Mexico. Well, let me guess, you know, listen, I need someone to maybe take a look at that and say, why don't you just say terrorists are coming over the southern border and maybe it would be clearer to those who are out there. But apparently it wasn't. So what do we have? We have this idiot putting that up there. Okay, the FBI says they're coming in. They're here. They are all over. And what are we doing? Nothing. What are we doing about it? Nothing. Why? Because we're a feckless, ridiculous, I don't even know the words anymore to say how pathetic this government is right now. It is just completely missing everything. And where the heck is the DOJ and the Domestic Terrorist Division? Where are they now? I'm sorry, they're busy at the school board meetings. They're busy lining up the teachers and finding out which parents are too boisterous. That's their main focus? Are you kidding me? They're busy at the school board meetings. Is that what you're telling me? Why are we not engaged in this? Do we need another 9/11? And listen, folks, and I am not a predictor of bad things to come, but anyone with a brainstem can see that this is going to be a disaster. For 3 years, the Biden administration sat there and told the American people, lied straight to our faces, that the border was sealed. The border is closed. Mayorkas came out and testified to Congress. Why isn't that lying to Congress? Any other Republican gets up there and lies, he misstates his birth date and he's going to go to jail. But Mayorkas can come up there and say, hey, the border is sealed. Meanwhile, 7 million people have come in and the border is sealed. I'd hate to see if it was open.
Mark, let me give you something to contemplate. If Abbott hadn't, and I use this term loosely and not facetiously with him, if he had not taken a stand as the Texas governor, where the hell do you think we'd be today?
Oh, this would be a complete and utter, we would have been attacked already. You know, they are fighting him for putting borders in the middle of the Rio Grande River. They're stopping him from doing that. They sued him for putting up border fence. They're selling off millions and millions of dollars of wall at pennies on the dollar. What I don't understand is their end game here, and by the way, somebody pointed this out to me last night in one of the little chat rooms I'm in. Well, not a chat room, but it's on a message board. And they pointed out that illegal aliens are being funneled into New York City. And a funny thing underneath the New York City legislature, they have agreed and they have now decreed that if you are illegal, you're not supposed to be here, you should be deported. No, within 30 days, if you can prove that you're here 30 days in New York City, you now get to vote in the local election. Gee, what could possibly go wrong here? When I actually say how stupid can they be, they always take it as a personal challenge, and they are dumber and more ridiculous. Why would you have, what is the purpose of being an American anymore? Why do you want to pay taxes? Why do you care?
That piece of garbage.
In this country, why do you care?
That piece of garbage that you all have got as a mayor coming out and saying, oh, we're full. We can't take any more. If we take any more of these illegals, they'll have to sleep on the street.
Well, gee, we have veterans that are sleeping on the street that they never cared about. We have veterans that they threw out of hotels to get the illegal aliens in. How many people does it take to want to be intelligent? You have people at the top who, listen, they got there, right? You assume that they have some intelligence, but yet there's no wake-up call. There's nothing going on. There's no brain. You know, they used to say with the smoke, there's fire. There's nothing happening up top. Anything above the neck, they're all dead. We in this country under Biden, we have become pathetic. We have become weak. We have become feckless. We have zero foreign policy. The the world is in turmoil because of Joe Biden and his feckless, ridiculous Anthony Blinken, Secretary of State, Austin, and Milley, and our lack of intelligence when it comes to the word deterrence. When you say to somebody, don't screw us up, and they screw with you 96 times and 19 times in a week, and you literally just blow up two empty warehouses, are you kidding me? Is that your proportionality? You know what the proportionality, I would love to ask Donald Trump what he'd be doing right now. I would love to, listen, if it's, I got to tell you right now, in 2024, if he is the nominee, and it looks like he might be, if it's between crazy and brainless, I'm going to choose crazy. Because at least I know that my front door is going to be closed, the border is going to be sealed, the police are going to have their power back again to do what they need to get the society under control. Criminals will no longer be coddled. And quite frankly, the world will say, well, he's back. We got to knock it off now. If we have nothing to think about for 2024 other than foreign policy, we need a guy like Trump. Somebody who says, don't mess with us. How many times did Biden say don't to Iran? Don't. What does that mean? Because that was on the teleprompter, you read it, you don't even know what that means. And clearly, it didn't translate very well into Iran because they didn't care. So why didn't they care? Why are we not hearing from the genius military bar that they struck giant military bases and took them out? Why? Because that's not Biden. Is he the ultimate arbiter? Yeah, he's the commander-in-chief, remember that? Deterrence means that they are afraid of what you're going to do. When they hear Joe say don't, they are laughing. And clearly, they're laughing. I am telling you right now, if we went and we spoke to Donald Trump, or even Ron DeSantis, or even Vivek Ramaswamy, and said, what would you do? Well, maybe not Vivek, because he's more of a pacifist. But they would say, hit us once, and guess what? Tehran's getting a missile right up his woohoo. Okay? But you know what? They won't be coming back to hit us again. But they keep doing it. Why? Because there's no consequences. It goes back to the same societal problem we're having now. Why? I saw these two kids that killed that police chief, the retired police chief. I think it was in Arizona. And I saw their smugness in court. They're going to be out in a year. They're going to be out in the 21. But you know what? This is not a problem that started today. It's a problem that started into the schools. It's a started problem where the infiltration of our schooling system, our educational system, and now our university system of the liberal left have taken over, of the absolute Marxists in this country who think that everyone deserves everything that you built. If I went out and mortgaged my entire life to build a company, and now you're a worker, you want an equal piece of that company. You didn't take the risk. You didn't build that company. You didn't put everything you had on the line. Yes, you're helping me, and I think you should get a living wage. But what's a living wage? Under Joe Biden, your $50 today won't even take you home. How is it that we went from a nickel for a hot dog to $7 for a hot dog? Oh, everybody, it's a global issue. No, it's a global. No, it starts right here. And by the way, why are we not drilling for gas and oil? Could someone please explain that to me? So we're going to take the gas and oil from Venezuela and other countries that hate us so they have enough money to do what they need to do for their terrorist activity. This makes perfect sense. And I keep hearing the world needs a ceasefire, right? Okay, let me ask you this. How many of these countries came out and condemned Hamas and supported Israel when they were brutally attacked on October 7th. You want to talk about cooperation in the world? You want to shut down these terrorist networks? The world needs to step up. Don't tell me you're on the side of somebody who cut a baby out of somebody's womb and then shot the baby or beheaded the baby. That's Tlaib. That's AOC. That's Presley. That's Bowman, the fire alarm guy. The principal who couldn't figure out that a fire alarm wasn't a door opener. Oh, yeah, that's right. He interfered with a federal proceeding. Is that not what they called it when it came to January 6th? Oh, all of a sudden now it's not a federal proceeding when you pull a fire alarm and you delay the vote? Oh, I get it. You know why? Because he's got a D next to his name. So listen, this is what we're at. This country needs to wake up. You know, I'm so tired of hearing we will retaliate and we will strike back at our own choosing. You better hurry up and make a choice, because you know what? Biden couldn't choose what ice cream he wanted for dinner. So what are we going to wait until? We're going to wait until we have a bombing of 241 Marines in a Marine barracks? Is that what we're waiting for before we do something? We have learned nothing. In this administration, they have learned nothing. We've torn down our statues. We've allowed that to happen. We've destroyed our history. We've sanitized the history. When you don't show people how brutal history is and what things go wrong, people are destined to make the same mistakes. Remember, you used to say we learn from our history. If you don't learn from your history, you are destined to repeat the same mistakes. And that's exactly what's going on right now.
Mark,
we are repeating the same stupid mistakes that we did before 9/11. We had all the dots. We had all the lines. We never connected them. We never saw them. So what did we do? We're so focused and so busy playing with transgenderism and what bathroom to pick that we can't see the big picture here.
Mark, we've been taught how to accept lies. Women are men are women, and that's the way it is. And we've been taught that crap in our public schools is actually roses that our kids should be learning. And
the problem is, Dave, I hate to interrupt you, but the problem is that we have accepted the lying.
Yeah.
The media has accepted the lying.
And we've accepted them. And
yeah, because we hear blah, 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 and we turn off the channel.
This is...
They're canceling Halloween because it offends people. I'm over 50 years old. I don't know anybody who was ever offended by Halloween. I don't know any kid who was ever offended by Halloween. Is this a microaggression, a transgression, or what? Listen, you want to, when they talk about transgender, you have a trans parent. You have a transparent leadership. They're not there. They're gone. I don't know what happened. I don't know why it happened. I mean, and not to bring up a bad subject again, I just going back in history. Can someone explain to me, where is the Covenant School shooting manifesto back in March 27th of 2023? Remember the manifesto of the transgender who went in and shot up that school?
And they never got
it. Where is that manifesto?
You never got it. I want to take a minute and set something straight that I've set straight or said many times. We have an oil crisis, just like our border crisis, and I can point the finger at one person, and that's Biden. And when he did away, why do we have reserves if we don't need them? We had reserves because we need them. And don't make a mistake that you said we needed to drill more oil wells. No, we just need a method to get the oil that we've got and the oil wells pumping again and get it across country to our refineries. We've got the oil, and we got the means getting it out of the soil.
I understand we have not built a new refinery in 20 years.
Well, let me ask you, if that was such a problem, I agree, we haven't. But that's life. We haven't done that. But did that stop Trump? No.
No, because Trump was smart. The difference between Trump and Biden is that Trump made his money doing stuff. He actually ran a business. And Biden made his money, apparently, what it
stealing.
Looks like now, and I'll say, allegedly shaking down other countries. He made millions. How does a guy afford a three? He bought that, what is it, Rehovah Beach house but $3 million or $3.5 million in cash? How does he amass that kind of money without doing something sideways?
Well, he's a crook.
And there's a $200,000 check I saw. I mean, I'll get into that next week if they come out with a little bit more information, but I don't see enough right now to give it enough credibility for my purposes. I actually check sources.
My whole thing was if the government, I don't give a damn whether it's Biden or who it is, opens up the distribution lines, the oil lines, we will be able to restock our reserve in a matter of months, literally. We can pump.
We are so low. We are 40 years at a low right now. We are. If something really went down in this country, we would be in serious, deep trouble.
Yep. And the first thing it takes is.
Reserve, as you said, for a reason.
The first thing it takes is opening the oil lines to get the oil moving.
And the first day he canceled the pipeline from Canada. I mean, come on. The guy has been on the wrong side of every foreign policy decision since his inception into the Congress and the Senate. I mean,
I think it's his conception. Ever since he was conceived, he's been wrong.
Yeah, there's been something. And I got to tell you another thing is if you are a big donor to one of these universities that are having these horrific, abusive demonstrations against Israel and in favor of people who tore women's babies from their womb, you ought to close your checkbook and tear up any check you wrote to them. These universities need to understand that we are a society of laws and rules, that we are a society that has morals. And when you are supporting immoral acts, immoral behavior, you do not deserve it. I would even, if I was the government right now, I would stop the funding. I would not give any federal funding to any student who went to any of these colleges, any of them. And there is a tremendous amount, including Harvard, including NYU, including Duke. I mean, this is just ridiculous. I mean, these universities have become the indoctrination of new terrorists. They really have. The University of Pennsylvania, UNC Chapel Hill, UMass of Amherst. I mean, the list goes on and on. University of Connecticut. SUNY at Buffalo. Okay? NYU is a big one. University of Georgia, your hometown. Stanford, Brown, Northeastern. It's time to step up and speak for your morals. If you are supporting terrorists, then you are an enemy of the United States. And that's the way it has to be perceived, quite frankly.
Mark, you're gonna have to say goodnight.
Yep, that's it and that's all. So I'm going to say that's it and that's all. Thank you for listening to Bite of Reality. You've been listening to Mark the Shark on America's Web Radio. Have a fantastic week, despite what everything is going on. Thanks for listening.
The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.